Today's Mishnah is from the 6th and final Mishnah from the 12th parak of Masechet Yevamot, and then we'll start the 13th parak. Mishnah continues, Mitzvah Chalitza, how was Mitzvah Chalitza performed? It says, Bahu, he would come, the Yevam Torah, and the Yevam would come to Beit Din. Vehen Mesin lo Eitz HaChogenet lo, and they would give him the correct advice, or the appropriate advice. So for example, if he is very young, and the Yevamah is quite old, although they're around, the Yabam is actually very old, and the Yevamah is very young, then they'd say, look, it's not really appropriate to perform. Well, perhaps it's more appropriate in this situation that you do chalitza and let her marry someone who is more age appropriate. Shneemar, how do we learn this? Because it says, Vakaru lo zignei Yisrael, that they would call them the elders of the city, and vidibru alav, and they would speak to him. The speaking to him suggests here that they actually give him the right advice. Viomer, and she would say, this is a part, if you remember, that after a recite, and this is straight the psukim from the Torah. It says, Me'in yavami lakim lachiv shem b'Yisrael. That my Yabam, meaning the brother of my late husband, he doesn't want to uphold or raise the name of his brother in Israel, Lo Yava Yabmi. He will not perform the duty of the husband's brother. And what would he say? V'hu Omer, he would respond in kind, yes, Lo Chafatz Lakacha, I do not want to take her. El B'Lashon HaKodesh Yomrim, and they would say it in Lashon HaKodesh. They would say it in Hebrew. V'nikshah, the psukim continuing, Shah Yivimto Elav Le'Ne'azkinim. They'll approach in front of the Beit Din. The Chatzan should take off his shoe, as we've explained the process. Ma'ar raglo from upon his leg, and we've learned the various halacha that are derived from those extra words. They are kab fanav, and she would spit in front of him. Mishnah says, when it comes to the spittle, it says, rok hanir'eh ladainim. The dainim have to be able to see the spittle the time when she spits, when it comes out of her mouth. Why? Because when it says it's done before, le'ine has kenim from this kenim's eyes, it's not just removal of the shul, it's also spitting as well. The anta va'amran, she would respond and say, kacha ya'aseh le'ish, so should be done to a man, she'lo yivaneh et beit achiv, that doesn't want to build the house of his brother. It says, ad kana yomakrimos, until this point, they would prompt the Yavam, the Yavama, to read the various parts of the Torah. Ukshikra rabbi hukanas tachat ha'ela bekfar etam v'gamar et kol ha'parsha. What happened is Rav Hukanas, where a case of Yibum occurred, or Chalitza, I should say, occurred under Ha'ela, which is under a tree, a terebinth, Bekvaritam, in this location, Kvaritam. And what did he do? He made the Yavama read the entire Parsha, as it continues, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael. And from that point, the minhag was that to continue the Pasuk, where it says, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beit Chalutz Hana'al. And his name shall be called in Israel the house of him that has had his shoe loosened, meaning had chalitza done. And as Mishnah continues, Mikrash Mobi Yisrael Beit Chalutza Na'al, Mishnah says, Mitzvah Bedayanim. It's a mitzvah of the Dayanim, the judges there, to respond Chalutza Na'al after her. Below Mitzvah B'Talmidim, and not Mitzvah for the Talmidim that are sitting around there to respond, yes, Chalutza Na'al. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Mitzvah Al Kol Ha'omdim Sham, anyone who's there, is a mitzvah to say three times, Chalutza Na'al, Chalutza Na'al, Chalutza Na'al. Now we'll begin the 13th parak. So the Mishnah here deals with the law of Mi'un. Midin Torah, a father is allowed to marry off his minor daughter, meaning his daughter that is under the age of Bat Mitzvah. However, what we find is that if the father has passed away, and she's taken care of now by her mother and brother, they're able to marry her off as well. Now this marriage, however, is only binding on a rabbinic level, Midrabanan. And as we'll learn, there are limitations that apply to it as well. However, what she can do, as we've explained this previously, is she can at any point do what's called mi'un, meaning break out of this arrangement by simply refusing to be part of it, by being mema'en, to refuse. Another time mi'un can apply is what's called yetoma b'chayei ha'av, where she can be an orphan while her father's still alive. So what's that mean? It's more of an expression here. What it means is that, say, the father married her off when she was a minor, and then she was either widowed while she was still under the age, or divorced, then the father no longer has the capacity to marry off again. If she goes off and gets married, she's able to also break out of that arrangement because she's, again, under the age of maturity. She's still considered a katana. So Beit Shammai explains as follows. Beit Shammai ein mamani ela arusot. According to Beit Shammai, this concept of mi'un, where she can break out of the arrangement, is only while she's an arusa, meaning while she was betrothed. Why is that? Because the explanation given in the Gemara is in adam rotzeli truach besudat nesuim lafsida, that a person doesn't want to get involved with all the expenses of the marriage if the person he's marrying can simply break out of it. In the case of mi'un. However, Beit Hillel says no arusot nesuot. Mi'un even implies if she indeed got ahead and got married. Beit Shammai says bebaal v'lo biyabam, which means yibum can only be performed when she was married to a husband. If her husband passed away and they certainly haven't had any children yet, and she's now faced with the prospect of having yibum performed, According to Beit Shammai, she cannot perform mi'unen and break out and not be bound by the requirements of Yibum. However, Beit Hillel says no. The Ba'al uva yabam, she can also be mema'en in the situation where she's acting now as a yavama. Beit Shammai says bifanav. Beit Shammai says that she's going to be Yibum if it's in front of her husband. Why? Because it's possible that if she was in front of her husband, she'd be embarrassed and not want to do Yibum. Sorry, mi'un. Beit Hillel says, however, no befanav shlo befanav. She can even do mi'un if she's not in front of the husband. Beit Shammai says, but Beit Din has to be done in front of Beit Din. Beit Din of Mumchim, professional Beit Din. Beit Hillel says, however, it can be done by Beit Din for shlo Beit Din. It can even be done in front of three hediotot, three regular individuals. Amru lahem Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. So, mema'enet v'hiktana afilu arba v'chamesh pa'amim. She can perform mi'un 4 or 5 times. Assuming now she hasn't grown up yet, but she could have been married off a number of times, and each time she can, from multiple different husbands, perform mi'un. However, Amar lahem Beit Shammai disagrees, says, Ein benot Yisrael hefker. We don't treat the benot Yisrael so lightly, so flippantly, that she can simply be passed around from husband to husband in this fashion. Ela mema'enet. Rather, if she performs mi'un once, according to Beit Shammai, then mamtenet, she waits, ad she tagdil, until she matures, and she can no longer form mi'un again, utema'en v'tinaseh. In other words, either she set to perform mi'un once and wait till she's now matured, or she simply does mi'un and gets married immediately, but then she wouldn't be able to form mi'un again. As we've explained, according to Beit Shammai, you can only perform mi'un once. Those are the Mishnah today.